anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Of your defending fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Half of the network is currently has power and working. Hopefully we will get it back up and running here shortly. Greatly appreciate it. Rick says we got dead air as well as Phyllis. Yes. Well, we're back on now, so hopefully the TuneIn app is working as well as the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. We'll get that up and running right now as well. There we go. Okay, we're back. Okay. Now, one thing I do want to mention, I got a couple of text messages here that I want to mention. Rod Wheeler, he asked if we are going to offer a table price for the event in July, because he's going to put more people together to come to the event next year. Well, last year we started off because of food costs. Last July of 2024, this year, July 25, and the prices had rose so much for food cost that we were not getting a lot of ticket sales. We were asking $50 for the adults, and people were just burnt out on politics anyway, so we did not have a large amount of support for the event this year. So we canceled it, postponed it to July 18th next year, 2026. We lowered the prices because of Trump. Food costs are coming down. Energy costs are coming down. We lowered the ticket price to $40 a person. But because of the food costs and the events, insurance events cost, we're only able to discount it $5 a person. So if you want to get a table together of 10, the price is $350. It'll be $35 a person. So appreciate you doing that for us, Rod. Also, let's see, back on now. Here we go. Phyllis, down in Dexter. My daughter's change of command ceremony will probably be the week before, so hopefully it won't compete with your event. Excellent. Love to see you, Phyllis, and your friends. Get a couple of people together. Greatly appreciate that. Officer Rick, listening in on TuneIn as well as the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, says that's 1 week before my birthday. So, of course, he's looking for a birthday cake. And yes, Rick, it will be chocolate. So, very good. Appreciate you guys marking your calendars and being able to attend it this next year. Third Saturday in July, July 18th, 2026, from noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. So, we're excited, and we're going to be working with the Antrim County Republican Party heading into the midterm 2026 election. So candidates will be there. We'll be promoting it. And like I said, commercials will be starting. You guys will be able to buy your tickets probably late January, early February. Save up for it. Greatly appreciate it. Now, one other short little story I want to get in here. MERS News Service reporting that the bills that were previously not submitted to the governor for the end of the year signing will be brought up in January. Numerous bills passed in the Senate, sent over to the House. Well, they didn't get passed in the House. Some of the House bills that were passed were sent over to the Senate. They didn't get passed there. Well, late last week, House Speaker Matt Hall said that he is working with the Senate leadership to get these bills done as soon as they return after the first of the year, and will be sending them to the governor sometime in late January for signature. So, pretty interesting that they are evidently appearing to be willing to work together. So we'll be keeping an eye on that and we will see where this ends up going. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I wanted to give an update on that as well. The new road funding package came up with a new 24% wholesale tax on cannabis. Well, as you know, I reported that the appeals court upheld the tax as being constitutional. Court of Claims Judge Simon Patel denied the plaintiff's request for a preliminary injunction blocking the implementation of the new tax starting January 1st. It's going to be this Thursday. And by the way, I will be doing the show live on New Year's Day. I'm not going to be taking the day off like other shows because we got a lot to talk about for 2026. Well, the spokesperson for the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association said that they definitely plan to appeal the lower court's decision. We stand by our belief that the Court of Claims did not make the right call when they issued their opinion that declined to block the Michigan legislature's unconstitutional new 24% wholesale tax on cannabis from going into effect on New Year's Day. They are filing requests with the Court of Appeals to take up their lawsuit, and we are going to continue to ask for a preliminary injunction. The main reason why they're filing the case, the 24% wholesale tax violates the will of the voters, who back in 2018 approved the citizens' ballot initiative when they legalized marijuana in the state of Michigan. We will not back down from fighting for the will of the people in court. They're filing requests that the Michigan Court of Appeals act immediately, which is due to the fact that the new wholesale tax will go into effect this Thursday, January 1st. So we'll look for that filing most likely in the court system today, and we'll report on it tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Just continuing on and wrapping up this story about the new 24% wholesale tax that is going into effect on Thursday, January 1st, on marijuana, cannabis, here in the state of Michigan. Well, the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association, in their filing with the Court of Appeals, requesting that they take up the lawsuit, believes that the 24% wholesale tax violates the will of the voters and therefore should not go into effect. Earlier this month, Court of Claims Judge Simon Patel denied the plaintiff's request for the preliminary injunction. Well, the Cannabis Association wants the tax struck down in its entirety, arguing that the rush and chaotic late-night process that led to the tax occurred in violation of several constitutional provisions. The attorney spokesperson for them, Rose Tantraprol, said it's important that the appeal is moved to the Court of Appeals and that it be expedited. Waiting for a long, drawn-out trial would cause unnecessary delay for the Court of Appeals to consider these important issues. Any delay in reaching an ultimate decision harms the industry, which is likely to face this unconstitutional wholesale tax until they have their day in court. Here are some of the numbers. Here's the basis for their lawsuit. The stakes are incredibly high. The Michigan cannabis industry has been a huge economic engine for the state since the voters legalized marijuana back in 2018. The industry has created 47,000 new jobs. They've also provided taxes to the tune of $331 million annually to schools, roads, and other public priorities through the 10% excise tax. In addition to the excise tax, an additional $188 million is generated annually in sales tax. This unconstitutional move by the legislature jeopardizes all of that. Noting that one cannabis operation in Weberville has already announced it's going to be closing, another business has told the association that they plan to close soon as well. Tantraprol noted that one business in the Upper Peninsula has already closed and has permanently laid off 61 employees as of just last week. So, very interesting to see what the Court of Appeals does. And in fact, will they hear it on an expedited basis either today or tomorrow? We'll be monitoring that story and we'll bring it to you as it comes, because the tax goes into effect starting on Thursday, January 1st. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Let's see. What other short story? Oh, I had one right here. Hold on. Where did that go? There it is. It's back. Okay. Senate bill aims to make it harder to move seniors, disabled adults out of their homes. Courts must consider how much an elderly or disabled person's home is worth before permitting a conservator, someone managing the affairs and finances of an incapacitated person, in order to sell it. Under new guardianship reform bills that were passed in the Senate before they left for the year. Back in 2023, according to a report by the National Center for State Courts, there's 25,000 active guardianships in Michigan. Altogether, they oversee $2.5 billion in annual estate values. Senate Bill 585, sponsored by Democrat Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor, chair of the Senate House and Human Services Committee, and Republican Senator Ruth Johnson's Senate Bill 586. Both have been a vocal advocate for reforming Michigan's conservator and guardianship systems. The bills both passed without opposition in the Senate back on December the 18th. No mention of whether or not they were passed in the House before the end of the year, but definitely were not sent as part of the package to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Senator Johnson, Ruth Johnson, said the bills simply say that if a guardian is going to move someone out of their home into a facility, courts must find that it is in the best interest of the individual. When selling a ward's home, the guardian must get an appraisal of the home's value for the court to consider before approving a sale, to ensure that the fair value is being received. Johnson spoke from the Senate floor and said, "We will continue to fight for meaningful reform and feel that this is the first step in achieving what needs to be done to protect some of Michigan's most vulnerable elderly residents." We'll put those on the list and see when they pass the House and sent to the governor for signature. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General,